Faced with mounting criticism over the Sea Alaska legislation, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski agreed to dispatch staff members to take comments on the bill. Videotaped testimony from Southeast residents will be made available to Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee members. Murkowski is the primary sponsor of the Senate legislation that would transfer up to 85,000 acres of national forest lands to Sea Alaska, resolving the regional Native Corporation's outstanding land claims. Alaska Senator Mark Begich co-sponsored the Senate bill. Congressman Don Young has introduced a similar bill in the House. Chuck Clashulte is a staff member with the Energy Committee. He was joined at Monday's meeting by Murkowski's State Director Kevin Sweeney. Clashulte says the boundaries that Sea Alaska is currently allowed to select from include around 61,000 acres of old-growth timber reserves that have been set aside for protection of fisheries and habitat.
The idea of this bill is to try to find some place that Sea Alaska can, economically for its shareholders, find the lands that was promised back in 1971, while also protecting the environment and also helping shareholders. So part of the purpose of this bill was to allow Sea Alaska to select outside of the boxes, to reduce the amount of old growth timber it would take, and also let Sea Alaska select other sites for ecotourism, for tidal power, for renewable energy, some other way to make money for its shareholders on other property besides just the original selection boxes.
Clashulte says Sea Alaska has agreed to select about 30,000 acres of second-growth timber areas. Most of the timberland that Sea Alaska is hoping to pick up is on Prince of Wales Island. More than 100 Prince of Wales residents packed the Craig High School auditorium to chime in on the proposed land transfer. Resident and Sea Alaska shareholder James Williams says Prince of Wales needs the timber jobs that the legislation would provide.
If we don't get jobs on this island, you're going to see your stores, you're going to see your banks, you're going to see your schools go down.
Williams says he's worried that without the jobs, the island's suicide rate would increase. Sea Alaska shareholder and Prince of Wales resident Thomas Morrison criticized the Native Corporation's forest practices.
I'm adamantly against Sea Alaska getting any more land on the South Prince of Wales Island. I've seen devastation that could parallel a war zone. We have streams in our area down around Heidelberg that are, for all practical purposes, are totally dead.
Morrison says the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act has had some positive effects for Native shareholders, but the economic impacts have not been lasting. Sarah Dibdahl is a former Prince of Wales resident and now works for the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She says Sea Alaska is only asking for 3% of the 22 million acres in the Tongass.
Where can we go without being objected? Where can we go? When will it be good enough? It's never going to be good enough. Somebody's always going to say it's not good enough. But when can we have something good? When can natives have prime land without it being objected? I have a really tough time when people come in here and talk when they own big fishing lodges and they own million-dollar homes. And our people are living in HUD houses. We have a right.
Dibdahl says Sea Alaska may not have employed the best forest practices over the years, but that the corporation has learned and is continuing to improve. Sea Alaska shareholder and Craig City Council member Mike Duville says the corporation has been logging on Prince of Wales for 30 years now, but has never invested in any long-term infrastructure on the island.
They've never put any dollars down on the ground. We don't own anything out here. They've never invested any of the money they took off into anything back.
Over the years, Duville says the regional Native Corporation logged its land at 2.5 times the rate that it could replenish itself. Sea Alaska attorney Jaylene Arujo told the crowd that the corporation is running out of timber to harvest and could soon be forced to stop logging without the lands bill.
Sea Alaska, with its existing land ownership, and I promise you this is not scare tactics, will be shut down in 2 years. And even if we're forced to select within the withdrawal areas, we will have to shut down within the next maybe 3 years. Because to get the timber out of the land that is in the withdrawal areas, the old ref that is there, it's more costly to get it, so it makes it uneconomic to get that timberland, because we have to build more roads. We have to make selections that are spread apart. We're trying to do something to maintain what little we have. And I know people want to have more jobs. We're trying to keep the jobs that we provide on Prince of Wales.
Arujo says Sea Alaska has held over 200 public meetings in an effort to work with Southeast communities. Craig resident and professional forester Robert Sheets says the Sea Alaska bill would result in the rewrite of the Tongass Land Management Plan.
Regardless of what the bill says, it says about amending the forest plan, without a valid conservation strategy for the Tongass, government agencies cannot legally complete and defend in court the NEPA documents required for any activity that has environmental consequences, be that for a small timber sale, a power line right-of-way, or something as simple as an outfit and guiding permit.
She says the proposed selection area would shift logging from traditional shareholder communities to low-income subsistence towns. In addition to multiple meetings on Prince of Wales Island this week, Murkowski staff members will be conducting listening sessions in Petersburg, Sitka, and Ketchikan. In Craig, I'm Deanna Garrison.